Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Thank you so much again for joining me. This week, we're unpacking an amazing set of verses, Galatians chapter 5, where Paul is talking about freedom in Christ, liberty in Christ. And we began to get into what does this really look like? That this is an internal state, that there's a way that Christ comes in. And yes, he set us free from sin and death. But it was as we began to talk about yesterday, there's a way that we can submit back to darkness, that our ultimate end is freedom from sin and death. This is what God has given us, but we have to continue to access that. We have to continue to live in that reality. We have to continue to resist the enemy so that we're not falling back into a life of slavery, slavery to darkness, slavery to insecurity, slavery to emotion, slavery to sin, slavery to all of these different things that the devil is constantly trying to get us back to that place. And God says, you don't have to. You can stay free. And there's a way that God wants us actually to have experiential freedom, that the freedom of the changing of our destiny, the freedom from sin and death, that we can actually experience that now. And so we just began to talk about that. And I want to pick up on an analogy we started yesterday. But first, let's just go ahead and pray. And then we have a big chunk of scripture to get to that I want to get to. So let's go ahead and pray and then get to that chunk of scripture. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we just invite your Spirit here. Set us free. Continue to set us free. In the power of your resurrection, with the power of your blood, all of those places in our lives that were bound, all of those places in our hearts that were still living under the reign of death, set us free. We want you. We need you. We come to you. And we want to live in the freedom of the children of God. Show us. Show us how to walk in the fruits of your Spirit. Show us how your Spirit sets us free from the power of the flesh and the power of the enemy. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and read 1. And then remember, we're going to skip forward a little bit to 13, and we're going to go from there. So Galatians 5:1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Skipping forward to 13. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. For now the works of the flesh are plain: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That's such a good chunk, and I can't wait to get to all of it. But let's go back right? This idea of do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And what we began to talk about yesterday at the very end was, you know, the Israelites, they're set free. You know, they're like, we need to be set free from slavery. We hate it here in Egypt. And then Moses leads them out and they get to the other side of the Red Sea and they're like, wait, wasn't it better when we were enslaved? Wasn't it better when we weren't free? And they begin to question their liberty and they begin to long for the comforts of slavery. They begin to long for the security of slavery. They begin to long for what they had because they're scared of the freedom that God has given them and they don't know what's ahead. And in the slavery, there was a control. There was this thing that they perceived as safety. And so they're saying, should we just go back? Should we just go back to that? And when we enter into Christ, but we're still living in the world, there's a way that the world, the flesh, and the devil can begin to tempt us to say, actually, when I was in sin, I was happier. When I was not worrying about what God thought or what God said about me and all of these different things, I was happier. Or that was easier. Or I'm longing for those days, or I'm searching for comfort. I'm searching for this pleasure again to comfort me, to come into those places in my heart that are now being exposed, that I don't have the sin to cover me. And there's these temptations to go back to what is old, to go back to the chains, because we know the chains. So there's a way that we want to reflect. We need to reflect to say, Lord, show me, where am I holding on to chains? Where am I bound still? Where am I looking at the things that held me captive? And I'm like, you know what? That looks pretty good. That looks pretty good because I need pleasure. I need comfort. I need that thing that's familiar. Where are my idols that I'm reaching back to? I think I've talked about this before on the show, but this one preacher that I really like, she just was talking about how, you know, when people have a junk drawer, right? There's this idea of having a junk drawer and there's all this stuff that we keep in the junk drawer. And we're always saying, oh, I can't throw it away. Why? Because I might need it. Just in case I might need it. And her analogy was, we keep all of our idols in our junk drawer. We keep all of these things that we're attached to in our junk drawer so that, oh, I might need it. If God's not fulfilling me, I can go back to it. If God's not satisfying me, I can go back to it. All of these different things. And we put them away, but we keep them close for when I need to cling back onto that thing, for when I need to seek comfort, for when I need to submit back to the yoke of slavery. And the devil tricks us. Because he says, look, it's going to be good. It's not going to be, this is not slavery. This is how you should live. But it's a yoke of slavery and it's a heavy burden. And so the minute we put it back on, it weighs us down. But Paul says, no, you were called to freedom. And now that you have freedom, now that you've been set free, just like the Israelites, they're not living under the bondage of the Egyptians. They kind of have some say in what their life can look like. They have a new sense of freedom. Where should I go? When should I rest? What should I eat? Should I not build pyramids today? All of these different things. They have a particular type of freedom, but there's a way that they use it for the flesh because they begin to grumble. They begin to give in to the passions. And Paul's saying, see, you have this freedom. You were called to live in an eternal liberty, not to be bound. There's this beautiful book called Interior Freedom by Jacques Philippe. I'm sure many of you have heard of it, but it talks about that our ultimate liberty is the ability that even though our circumstances around us may be confining, even though they may not look like freedom, we have the ability, the freedom to offer everything internally back to God as a sacrifice to say, I'm choosing to give this to you. I'm choosing to live in a way that doesn't confine me. I'm choosing to not be controlled by my sin. I'm choosing to not be controlled by outcomes. I'm choosing to not be controlled by wounds and pain and all of those different things. I'm choosing to say I can be free. But there's also that opportunity for the flesh, that opportunity for our flesh to come out and say, you know what, now that I'm free, what do I need? What do I want? How can I grasp? Adam and Eve in the garden, they had everything they could ever need. They had everything they could ever want. God had given them everything. He loved them. He loved them and he said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not because I don't want you to have this, but because I don't want you to have it yet. because you're going to have this fullness of God likeness, but you're not going to have it now. And so it's not good for you. So this thing will cause you death. And so their flesh rises up in them and they're like, wait, but I'm going to distrust God. I need that thing now. I need that thing now because God's not going to give me what I need. And so when we're living, they were living in the freedom of the garden, in freedom of relationship with God, in freedom of their relationship with each other. And they were still like, wait, maybe I should grasp at that. And we do the same thing and we use it as an opportunity for the flesh. Like God's saying, I'm giving you choice. I'm giving you free will and you can choose to submit to me. You can choose to live in my love, all of these different things, or you can choose to actually come into a place where you're grasping, where you're saying, no, I'm not going to get what I need. I need to go after this. I need to get this for myself. That's the opportunity for the flesh. But Paul says something that's really important about combating this. Essentially, instead of using your freedom as an opportunity to get what you want, to get what you need, to get what you think might be good for you, all of these different things, but he's saying, use it as a way to love your neighbor. Freedom is an opportunity to love. Freedom is an opportunity to give yourself wholly to another. Freedom is not an opportunity to get what you want, but through love. What are you free to now do? Be servants of one another. We're free to love. We're free to give ourselves away without the concern of whether or not we will be received. We're free to give ourselves away without the concern about whether or not we're going to get what we want. We're free to see. We're free to know. We're free to do all of these different things because we're secure in Christ, because Christ has set us free. And so now he says the way that you don't give into the flesh is to love your neighbor. And so instead of grasping and saying, I love how he says this, it's this imagery. But if you bite and devour one another, he's saying, don't bite and devour one another. It's like when you are fleshy, when you're looking for something, it's like a lion walking around looking for its prey. What do I need? I need to be filled. I need to be satisfied. I need to eat. I'm hungry. There's something in me that God's not fulfilling. And so I use my freedom to take a bite out of somebody. To say, you need to give me what I need instead of serving them in love. If you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. And so then there's a way that our relationships become disordered and we're consuming one another and we're not actually loving. We're not actually living in this place where it's like, wow, I'm able to in freedom because I know who I am. I know what Christ has done for me. I've experienced living out of that place of freedom and being able to live out of love. I've also experienced grasping and taking bites out of people and taking what I need and looking for what I need from people. I've experienced both things. So friends, reflecting, am I living out of a place of love? Am I living out of a place of freedom? And a sign of that is, am I able to submit and serve one another in love? Am I able to do that? So I think reflecting on that is a really good place to end today. And join us again tomorrow as we pick back up on Galatians chapter 5. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.